This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
No, he's not here in the studio with me, but I've got him on the thing called a telephone. Have you all got a telephone at home? I'm sure you have. Here he is, the one, the only, Rowan Sheehan. Applause, please. Hello.
Hey, David, how are you this wonderful Sunday afternoon?
I know, because it started off a bit strange, didn't it? A bit of rain and, you know, like everywhere else in Australia, it's a heat wave, and here it's just beautiful weather.
I know. It did rain overnight.
It did.
And it was a bit moist around parts of Melbourne this morning. So, but look, it's quite pleasant, actually, out there. There's a bit of sun. I'm sort of sitting outside my office window because I'm working this afternoon, so
about time you did some work.
God, I've been working through this whole pandemic.
Yeah, right. Whatever. Anyway, what's going on with the arts? Yeah, like, because all of a sudden it's so exciting. Productions are being announced. Like some shows are even opening soon. And galleries, of course, are opening. The NGV, the Potter Gallery in Fed Square is already open. So much is all of a sudden happening.
Well, look, remember a fortnight ago I left everybody hanging saying that there was a musical coming in April next year.
Yes.
So, well, Monday morning at 10 a.m. it was announced that Chess the Musical...
Yes. Now, we're speaking to the director a little bit later on the show today.
I'm not going to steal Tyron's... Thunder, so I'm very excited that Chess is coming back and under Tyron's direction. So.
Yeah, because over the years, Chess when it opened, it didn't do as well as what everyone was hoping it was going to, did it?
I've probably seen every production that's played in the country and the various machinations of it. I saw the Sydney production back in, I think it must have been the 80s, where they get rid of the whole European section and opened in one night in Bangkok.
Wow.
And was set in a glass elevator foyer of a hotel, and then that was it.
Yeah.
You know, we've seen some other doozies of productions, but look, but one of my favourite productions of Chess was the production company version under Dale Edwards' direction.
Yep. And how good was it? It was brilliant, wasn't it?
For me, that was the definitive production. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what Tyron does with this one. So, and look, I'm not going to steal his thunder, but I'm looking forward to it at the Regent Theatre in April.
Yep, fantastic. What else is happening?
Vic Opera, Victorian Opera, announced their program on Thursday evening, and look, it's a spectacular offering next year. They've really extended themselves. They're opening in February the Palais Theatre with Sleeping Beauty, which is in their repertoire. So people, Rispini's production of Sleeping Beauty. So, and look, Phoebe Briggs and Nancy Black is directing this one. And it's a cast of singers and puppeteers. So, look, it's a spectacular production. I'm not going to go through every production. They're doing the Pearl Fishers at the Meyer Music Bowl in an outdoor presentation. So including Teddy Tati Rhodes. So, look, that'll be a one-off performance. I think one of the highlights for Vic Opera is that they're producing their first One Nations opera.
Yes.
So, Pa Wong Lifts the Sky. So, look, it's going to be a terrific opera. Acclaimed Yorta Yorta soprano and composer Deborah Cheatham has written this new work. So, look, it'll get its Victorian premiere next year. Lorelei returns, you know, the the presentation of the they did with the Three Divas, which won awards.
Mm.
So look, that's coming back with Ali McGregor, Antoinette Halloran, and Dimity Shepherd. So that's going to be a highlight.
Yeah.
Of course.
Ali McGregor, who's a regular on the show, how brilliant is she? You know, like, she's such a talent.
Absolutely stunning. Yeah. So, look, one of the highlights, and look, everyone's talking about this, is the opera based on Patrick White's famed novel. So, Voss hasn't been presented in this country, I think, for more than 30 years. So, it's going to get an outing under Stuart Maunder's direction. And it's a co-production with the State Opera of South Australia. So, look, I think we can... This is going to be a one-night spectacular. So that's one to look for. And finally, we'll get to see The Who's Tommy with an all-star cast in August next year. You know, it was supposed to be presented this year at the Palais.
Yep.
And but it's now going ahead next year at the Palais. And it's great that, you know, Paul Katsas and Kanan Breen and Matt Berylis and Amy Latema are coming back to actually do it.
So, and who's playing Tommy?
I think Matt actually is in this one. So I know Paul Katsas is the Acid Queen. So,
right.
And it will be directed by Roger Hodgman.
So right.
It'll be a stunning production. And then there's a couple of productions outlining the rest of the year, The Butterfly Lovers at Art Centre Melbourne, The Friends of Salamanca, and a concert presentation of The Merry Wives of Windsor. So look, they've got a full-on slate next year at Vic Opera, and it's quite exciting that they're extending themselves, and there's lots of productions happening here at various venues around Melbourne.
Yep.
So, look, I'm quite excited.
Yep.
Look, yeah, as you said, the galleries are starting to reopen. Destiny Deacon is on display at NTV at Federation Square. I know you and I are getting very, very excited that in 3 weeks' time we will finally have seen this year's triennial.
Yeah,
So NGV International is currently getting ready.
Oh, and you can see it through the the fish shop windows at the front there, with the water running down. It always reminds me of the old fish shops that used to do it. But love it, absolutely love it. You can see some installations going up just on the other side when I was going past on a tram the other day. And in 2 weeks' time, Sunday Arts Magazine is doing a two-hour special on a triennial. So that will be pretty exciting. Speaking to curators and artists for the two-hour show.
Yes, and look, Melbourne Fringe has finished its iteration. You know, most of it went online this year, and those lucky people who got to go to Midnight Mess last weekend, I believe, had a very, very good time. I was invited to go, but unfortunately I was not able to attend. But I would have looked at, you know, with Reuben Kay being as outrageous as he possibly can. But it was great to see that Melbourne Fringe got some great coverage on all the major TV news networks. Because that was technically probably the first show that's played here in Melbourne to a live audience.
Yep, for a long time.
Since March this year.
Yep.
So, look, announcements are pending about a few other shows that will be coming here hopefully next year. So, look, keep an eye out everywhere for where you get your theatre news. Melbourne Theatre Company is just about to announce their season. We'll know that, I think, around December 8th. They will be announcing their season, but we know that Fun Home is included in that because Sydney Theatre Company let that cat out of the bag a few weeks ago. We haven't heard what Malthouse Theatre got planned for next year, but I'm sure an announcement is pending from them. And Theatreworks will be announcing their program on Tuesday. I'm looking forward to attending that on Tuesday night to see the Perspex boxes, their audiences.
Oh, well, believe me, as you know, I live around the corner from it, and we're speaking to the GM today on the show, but I was walking past the side street and I could see that the little the side door was open, and I could see the Perspect boxes, and I took a photo and I posted it on my social media today, and the guy that was working in there said, "Oh, can I help you?" And I went, "Oh, just taking a photo." And he went, "What for?" And I went, "Oh, I'm just going to post it on social media. I'm excited about this new production." He went, "Oh, I thought you were complaining about the noise that I was making." I went, "Oh, you weren't making any noise." And so he thought I was there, you know, like, sort of taking photos to complain. And I said, "No, I'm taking photos in a positive light." So, yes, funny.
Yes, so look, everything, we're starting to come out of hibernation now. And it's quite exciting.
Look,
I'm heading to Sydney in a few days' time. Well, a week, just over a week's time. I'm heading up to see Pippin and Frozen in Sydney, and probably will catch a couple other shows while I'm up there. So, look, it's exciting time.
It is. And how do you find out more through your website? What is it?
It's Australian Arts Review, so you can go to www.artsreview.com.au. We update daily, and there's lots happening at the moment, so there's lots of news around.
Yep.
So,
brilliant.
People will be able to see what's actually happening, not only here in Melbourne, but
around Australia.
Around the country.
Yep. Okay, Rowan, always a treat speaking to you. And what's the website again?
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
It's Australian Arts Review, www.artsreview.com.au.
Brilliant. Well, have fun in Sydney seeing those shows. I'm jealous, but they'll get here to Melbourne eventually. See you later, Rowan.
Thanks, David, and have a wonderful afternoon.
Thank you. You're on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.